630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Metro riders find out today how much late-night service will be reduced starting in 2017. The Metro Board votes today on a plan approved by a committee to close at 1 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 11 p.m. Sundays, and 11:30 the rest of the week.
The committee voted to reevaluate the service cuts in 2 years. At that meeting, Board Chair Jack Evans said D.C. would only support cutting late-night hours for 1 year. Evans said if the full board votes in favor of 2 years, D.C. would use a jurisdictional veto at today's meeting.
And then we go back to 3 o'clock immediately.
Board member Michael Goldman, who favors the 2-year sunset, called that a threat.
And it's not a threat, Mr. Goldman. It is what
It's a threat.
It's unclear if D.C. will make good on that threat. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now that it looks like winter weather has arrived, road crews are getting ready for what could be a rather treacherous and messy Saturday.
We could see sleet, freezing rain, and snow Friday night into Saturday morning. An area of road crews are getting ready. Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highway says one challenge will be the cold temperatures because it makes pre-treating roads tough.
The majority of this is water that we're putting down on the roadway, and we do not want it to flash freeze, so we're going to be watching that.
VDOT's Ellen Kamalakis says they've already started brining roads.
We're out ahead of the very, very cold temperatures so that we can get the brine down.
Both say they're constantly monitoring conditions and urge drivers to do so as well. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
House Democrats say they have been told by a federal agency that President-elect Donald Trump must sell his stake in his luxury Washington hotel before taking office to avoid a lease violation. But the agency that has the final say has not yet made a determination.
The GSA says it's still premature to determine whether Trump will in fact run afoul of his lease in Washington, but we do know that Trump's lawyers and his transition aides are trying to untangle this mess, and we were hoping to get some answers about that today when Donald Trump was slated to hold a press conference explaining how he would remove his business interests from his interest in the Oval Office, but now that has been kicked to January.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Syrian activists say people in eastern Aleppo are finally starting to board buses and ambulances. It's the first step in an evacuation that's part of the rebel enclave's effective surrender.
What we're seeing is that there's buses lining up at checkpoint crossings between eastern and western Aleppo to get some of those people out and bring them to safety. The first batch of 200 people that are going to be evacuated are the ones who are the most vulnerable, people who are wounded, people who are severely ill, people who need immediate medical attention.
Correspondent Frederick Pleitgen. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is proposing spending nearly $32 million additional dollars to improve mental health care and for substance abuse treatment. The governor's proposed amendment to the 2-year budget would pay for more same-day mental health assessments, better mental health treatment in jails, and would fight the state's growing levels of opioid addiction. Lawyers for condemned killer Ricky Gray have gone to federal court to block his execution by the state of Virginia, scheduled for next month. They argue that a lethal injection would violate the ban on cruel and unusual punishment. But they also say a firing squad would not. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 19,793. The NASDAQ at 54.37. Sports, John Wall's 25 points lead the Wizards to a win over the Hornets. College basketball, Howard loses. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is the National Radio Town Hall Meeting.
Mark Levin.
If you want honest discussion, that's what we do.
Mark Levin.
6 to 9 p.m.
That's what I'm all about. That's what you're all about.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL.
Hey, WMAL listeners, who's excited about the holidays coming up? Yeah, us too. Listen, with all the extra family that's going to be coming by, now's the perfect time to get rid of the extra car, van, or boat that's taking up space in your driveway or garage. Spread the holiday cheer and get some good karma in return by donating that vehicle to Cars for Kids. Donating is quick and easy, and you'll get an end-of-year tax deduction that can help you save money on your taxes, plus a vacation voucher. So hurry up. There's only a couple of weeks left to get that 2016 tax deduction. All you need to do is call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. They'll schedule a free pickup right away, and you can have your space back. Cars for Kids handles all the paperwork and all the headache. It's that easy. So call today to donate and learn how you can make a difference in the life of a child by volunteering in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. It's been uneventful this morning, so pretty decent trip for the morning ride here. It's the volume, Urbana, Hyattstown, and as you push through Gaithersburg and into Rockville, but I don't have anything reported. Let's go, Redskins. Not so good over by FedEx Stadium. That's where we have two separate accidents. On the inner loop, I want to start going southbound, south of 50. You're hitting those delays, the crashes before 214 Central Avenue. And on the outer loop now, that entire trip through Largo up and toward New Carrollton, the crash near Good Luck Road. That also puts pressure on inbound 50 just to merge on through to the Beltway. Now let's get you over the Wilson Bridge, and to do so, your delays beginning at Route 5, Branch Avenue. It's been a tough go on Virginia's 95 through Stafford to Aquia. Crash along the way at Centerport Parkway has been cleared, and then Dale City to Newington, that crash looks like they finally cleared from that right shoulder. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flurries dancing around and certainly is going to feel more like winter as we head on through today. Gusty winds, a wind advisory covering most of us. Temperatures falling into the 20s if you're not there already. Clear sky tonight, 18 degrees. Tomorrow, 31, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Alexandria, 23 in Damascus, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. On his way out the door, Barack Obama gets candid about race. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL when Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Morning of the Mall as the temperatures plunge and the wind is blowing and it's very cold. Stay warm by your radio. In fact, your radio actually gives off a little heat. Just put your hands there on the radio. You'll be fine. Coming up at 7:35, Steve Moore will be here. He's a well-known economist. He'll talk about the Fed raising interest rates at that Trump-Titan meeting yesterday at Trump Tower. Then we'll be joined by Michael Steele, former RNC chair. And at 8:35 this morning, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is taking some time off, and we'll be back next week. Mary Walter, who fills in here on the station all the time, is with us in studio. Good morning to you, Mary.
And good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, joining us on the line right now is Vince Colonnaise, editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller, an all-round fine feller. You know, I got to tell you, Vince, it seems like every morning as I prepare for this show, one of the first things I do, I go to The Daily Caller, and I take a look at there, and I always find stuff that ends up being talked about on this show. And, in fact, earlier this morning, we talked about a story that you guys have that says that the FBI Clinton Foundation probe is not dead. We were very happy to hear this. Tell us what you know about this, Vince.
Well, that's so nice of you to say, first of all. Yeah, no, this is how our system of justice is supposed to work, right? It's not supposed to decide who gets prosecuted on the day of an election and then or not. If it needs to be investigated, it will continue. And in this case, Richard Pollack of the Daily Caller News Foundation, who, by the way, has had, as an individual who has had incredible reporting throughout the election on the status of the Clinton Foundation and its relationship inside the FBI, which is a very tough story to cover because of the nature of the FBI's secrecy on these matters, has had a lot of true information that over time. And the latest is that the field office, the New York field office, has been told, field agents there, to continue their pursuit of an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Carry on. You can keep doing this process. Keep investigating. As to the status of field agents from around the country, it's a little more unclear to what extent that the investigation is continuing there. But certainly at the New York field office, Richard Pollack has discovered that the FBI is still in pursuit of information related to the Clinton Foundation and whether or not there was any sort of a corrupt activity that they need to be paying attention to.
And this is Mary Walter, Vince. I was shocked when I heard this. Brian sent this to me last night, and I sent him a text back saying, Merry Christmas! I'm really surprised at this. Am I getting excited over nothing? Because there's part of me that feels that they're just going to do this for show, and she's never going to be allowed to be indicted on anything.
I mean, that's possible. And again, this probe specifically is into the Clinton Foundation. It doesn't appear to be just like addressed directly at Hillary Clinton herself.
Oh, wish that the whole thing's dirty. Come on.
Right. Exactly. But you've obviously got a lot of players involved here. I do want to go back to, what Donald Trump said. It was kind of interesting that people were going after him. Are you going to pursue Hillary Clinton? No, he's not going to make that a priority. As if it was up to the president.
Well, exactly.
We were just having that conversation.
I sort of went, okay, well, that's nice, except it doesn't matter.
What's the point? Why are you asking the president of the United States? That the whole point of our system of justice is that he's actually sort of just removed from that.
Yeah, well,
but it makes Trump look good. I'm not going to go after, I'm going to let this go. Makes him look good. It endears him a little bit more to the Clinton supporters.
But I'm curious. So this is really focusing on pay to play. So, I mean, although it's not aimed at Hillary, she was the Secretary of State when people were giving big bucks to the allegedly giving big bucks to the state to the Clinton Foundation and then getting favorable consider at her State Department.
Right.
Right, yeah, and if the FBI discovers that, I can't imagine wanting to be Hillary Clinton on that day. So you're absolutely right. Hillary is a central figure here. All thing is that in this investigation, they're looking into the Clinton Foundation, and certainly the foundation is hoping to come out clean in the end.
There was a story that you had on yesterday that we've been sort of outraged about, and I know there's been some follow-up work on it, about this person in charge of communications for D.C. schools who tweeted out that she wanted to be the secretary of getting rid of white men.
Abolishing them.
Abolishing white men. And then she then later came out and said, I now understand that what I said was inappropriate. But, I mean, we were talking about this yesterday, and it's outrageous, because if you had said, I want to be the secretary in charge of getting all rid of all black people.
Or all Muslims.
Can you imagine the outrage?
Or all gay people are one of the preferred groups.
Yeah.
It's a good thing her job doesn't depend on her ability to communicate. Oh, wait, she's the communications director for DC Public.
Exactly, right.
She's tweeting. I mean, this was predicated on Rick Perry's selection. She was trying to make a joke, apparently, that Rick Perry, because he forgot the very department he's now expected to run, the energy department, that she wanted to be the secretary of white men, as you just said, because she'd love to abolish white men. And the public school system kind of gently slapped it down. They were like, this is not something. Basically, I'm not looking at the quote in front of me, but. The reality was they don't consider it a big deal. She issued an apology, and everyone's sort of hoping for this to go away. They're not answering any more phone calls about it. They think that it's a settled matter, and they're not too concerned that the person who represents communications for the district, for the schools, suggested that white men need to be abolished, and we push forward. And my sense of stories like this is it's probably going to work for them.
It will.
Yeah, because nobody is upset about it except you. And I mean, you don't see this story any other place.
No, of course not, because this is the narrative, and I'm willing to bet there are a lot of people in the school system who wholeheartedly agree with her.
Yeah, I think so. Well, okay, what else is going on? The Trump transition, how do you think it's going there, Vince?
Well, it seems to be going, I think, pretty well. I mean, as we've heard over and over again that it's sort of historically had a step on since actually... the competency of assembling a transition team and quickly filling the cabinet. The big picks that we were waiting for so long, including Secretary of State, we finally have them. And now we're sort of confronted with, now we'll begin the nomination process. Who's going to be the guy the Democrats are going to pick, or girl, who's the guy or girl the Democrats are going to pick to be like, this is the one we need to take down? Because my sense of this is you sort of get one, right? When Jeff Sessions was first announced, he was the first pick as Attorney General, there was all sort of a clamor going on, like, oh, we're going to go after him, we're going to accuse him of being racist. And
do you agree that sort of has backed off?
And I agree. I think that's backed off. I mean, and thanks in part to the idea that, the civil rights leaders as late as this week suggesting that they're willing to support Jeff Sessions. And by the way, now you've got Rex Tillerson chosen as Secretary of State, and you've already got some early indicators that Republicans are uncomfortable, a few, are uncomfortable with his proximity to Vladimir Putin and Russia, and think that he might be too friendly. They're making a big deal, by the way, that he received an award called the Order of Friendship, so therefore he must be a strong friend of Russia.
Yeah.
But isn't that the person you want in charge?
It appears he's the target right now.
Yeah. So you think he's going to be the guy they go after?
At this moment, yeah, because I think they think that Democrats think that they can break off some Republican support in order to go after Rex Tillerson.
That'll be interesting to see whether they can accomplish. My sense of it is that the guy's probably a pretty sharp character, given the fact that he ran Exxon, you know, Mobil, which is, you know, like running a small country, and that he probably will be able to handle himself pretty well of the questions and put people at ease. But we'll see. You may be right. This may be the one that they go to the mat on. Listen.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And you've got, and the reality in the oil business is that the toughest countries in the world in general are the ones who are the stakeholders in this. And he's had to negotiate with a lot of difficult people to in order to arrange deals for the benefit of Exxon. So now, you know, as Donald Trump said, he wants to put those skills to work for the United States.
And I love the fact that we may have a Secretary of State with a Texas accent. I'm all in favor of that. All right, listen, Vince, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
Great to be here, as always.
It's 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple areas we've been struggling this morning. Virginia 95 near Centerport Parkway. Crash is cleared. Then we're in delays Dale City, and it is just jammed trying to get up toward Newington, where we had an earlier crash finally towed out of there. Now on to 395 through Landmark, sluggish again at the 14th Street Bridge, so nothing major on 395. Beltway heading over near FedEx Stadium, jammed each way. We have a crash on the inner loop going south before you get to 214 Central Avenue, and then going north on the outer loop. They're still with the incident New Carrollton as you come up toward Good Luck Road. On 95, BW Parkway 29 down to the Beltway with travel lanes currently open. Once onto the Beltway and through Silver Spring, stop and go now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Very Chilly Weather Channel Forecast.
Well, here it is. Flurries are possible today. Temperatures falling into the mid and upper 20s, and it's going to be gusty winds, 25 to 35 miles an hour, and even more than that on occasion. Tonight, it dips down to 18 degrees, and tomorrow, we're looking at 31, but then tomorrow night, it gets worse again. Occasional snow, freezing rain, 70% chance of rain, and a low overnight low of 27, which will lead to a wintry mix on Saturday morning early. And then later in the day on Saturday, 50 degrees. I'm not making this up. It goes from, you know, in the teens to 50. And then on Sunday, it's going to go to 60. So if you don't like the weather, just hang around for a little bit. It'll change. Currently here in Northwest, it is 25 degrees. But with the wind chill factor, it feels like it's 15 degrees. Bundle up, folks. 717 on WMAL. So Christmas time is the time for giving, right?
Yes.
Have you done all your shopping?
I don't get to. Our tree won't go up till January. This is the busiest time of year for me.
I know it is. It is. But, you know, a lot of people are out there doing their shopping. I'm behind in some of my shopping. And, you know, even the rich and famous struggle with the idea about
giving. I'm sure they do. It must be so hard for them.
Nicole Kidman. Says that she is looking forward to spending the holidays in Australia with her husband Keith Urban and their kids. The 49-year-old actress made an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and talked about the plans. But she says, look, she's not going to give her kids gifts this year. They want Christmas gifts. They want, she says, but I'm not going to do that. She says they're going to try to do some good this Christmas and let the daughters pick a charity of choice for their parents to donate to this thing.
Well, they're also going to give their kids gifts. The kids are still going to get gifts. She and her husband, Keith, do not exchange gifts.
Here's Nicole Kidman.
You're getting ready for the holidays, I'm sure. And what does everybody want? What do the girls want?
What do they want? They sort of want American dolls, and they want candy, and they want, you know, they want.
Yeah.
The one thing we are doing, actually, which I just read an article on, which was a great thing to do, is where they get to choose a charity to donate to, and then we donate.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's a good thing, but she and Urban do not exchange gifts.
Right.
And Keith, what will he get you?
Get me?
Yes.
We don't give each other gifts at Christmas.
Really?
No.
See, Porsche and I say that, but then it all
ends
up. Yeah,
then you sneak in a little something.
Yeah, like, do you think you'll end up getting him something, even though you both say you're not?
I'll kiss him and.
Oh. Like, that doesn't happen every day.
He's in Australia right now on tour, so, and the girls and I are here, and we're flying to him tonight.
Oh.
So. We're his present.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
isn't that nice?
You know, my husband and I don't exchange gifts for anything.
Really?
No.
You don't?
No, we prefer we take our money and we go into Manhattan and we try to see a show and go to a nice dinner. And that's our Christmas gift to each other. And we go and see the lights and we're total tourists. And I get to stop in the middle of the sidewalk just like a tourist and try to figure out where I am and be annoying. And that's our gift to each other.
Well, I love the Christmas season. I've noticed that there are these people out there who have really become Grinches. But I sort of agree with this guy. In New York, there's an attorney who is suing his neighbor because they have one of those tremendous Christmas tree, displays in their uh-huh. yard, and they apparently part of the display is that they blast music. You know, some people sync up their lights to the music, right?
Right.
And a lot of people do. That's a big thing right now. If you're really into technology and stuff, uh-huh. you make sure that your lights flash in time with the music, and you play the music right. on a big speaker. This guy lives next door. And he's hearing jingle bells 700-800 times a day.
Yeah, and these are townhouses, so they have shared walls.
Right.
And so I'm kind of with this guy. Now, listen, Manhattan's wonderful at Christmas. Music playing everywhere. It's fantastic. The Saks Light Show is blaring the music while the light yeah. show's on, so I can't even imagine being in that neighborhood. But I get jingle bells over and over again every single day.
It's Brenda Lee, Jingle Bell Rock. Which is
totally different story.
That's
now totally, I don't get it at all.
Yeah, I mean, that. Why do you keep your listen to that all day
800
long?
800 times a day.
The display includes four polar bears, several penguins, and a Santa Claus holding a screen with a countdown to Christmas.
But can I ask a question? Why don't you just go to your neighbor and talk to them about
it? Yeah, I know.
Does no one talk to their neighbor anymore? I love my neighbors. I know all my neighbors. We talk to each other. We invite each other over. I know all my neighbors. I don't understand why people just don't walk next door, knock on the door, and have a discussion. What is wrong with people?
Because you have to interact with them.
Well, bah humbug to you, Mr. Grinch. Look at you. Do you know your neighbors?
I do. Well, you're going to do that?
Uh-huh.
In my little townhouse, collection mm-hmm. of townhouses where I live, people move in and out a lot.
So the answer is no, I don't know
my
neighbors.
I wave to them, I say hello.
See, so you don't. You're that guy.
I guess I am.
There you go.
But I also have not put up a Christmas tree, so I guess I am being rather Grinch-like this
you
year.
You are. I'm just saying.
722.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
The rain, the ice, the snow, the wintry mix, it's on its way, and you've got a problem because you didn't clean out your gutters, did you? I'm sorry to bring this to your attention. I know it's a sensitive issue with you, but you should have done it, and you didn't. Mm-hmm. Because why? It's an ugly, nasty, dirty, and dangerous job, and nobody wants to do it. And here's the thing. If you get the Leaf Guard system, you don't ever have to think about this. Your gutters will not be on your mind. Your mind won't be on your gutters, because it lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris out. A lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever clogs, Leaf Guard will bring out their ladders and their technicians and clean them for free, and the warranty is transferable. Right now, take advantage of Leaf Guard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off the cost of all downspouts. And for WMAL listeners, Leaf Guard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House in your name with every in-home estimate. Schedule your appointment today and make that donation to Fisher House. Here's the number, 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. But find out more at this special website they set up. They even used my name in it. BrianGutters.com. That's BrianGutters.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
It is 7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Clarksburg 270 heads up if you're heading past 121 just up ahead. That's where we have the crash activity. It looks like it was the left lane initially blocked. Beyond in Gaithersburg and then stop and go in Rockville. That's our morning 270 southbound commute for now. Over near FedEx Stadium, we are struggling here. Inner loop before 214 Central Avenue for the crash. And then the outer loop, your delays are beginning well before Central Avenue to take you past 50, the John Hanson Highway, into New Carrollton with the incident near Good Luck Road. To the Wilson Bridge, we're back near St. Barnabas Road, trying to make a recovery. Virginia, north in Newington with the crash, now out of the travel lanes. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold air now getting ushered in. Gusty winds around. Wind advisories for a bunch of us. Becoming partly cloudy, windy. A few snow flurries. Temperatures falling into the upper 20s this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Well, currently in the nation's capital, it's just cold out there. 27 degrees and wind chill factor in the upper 10s. So bundle up. Really cold, brutal day. We often watch very interestingly when people misbehave on Twitter. And, you know, look, Twitter is a wonderful thing. And I use Twitter, and I love interacting with people on Twitter. But you got to be careful, because that ill-considered thought or that thing you fire off in a moment of passion can come back to bite you. And sometimes, you just have a complete lapse in judgment, as was the case with a reporter who works for Politico. Her name is Ioff, Julie Ioff, I think it is. And She tweeted out yesterday, I don't even know if I can say this.
Go ahead.
Suggesting, let me see if I can put this in polite terms. Because
you can't say it.
It's very vulgar. Julia Ioff wrote a vulgar tweet suggesting that the president-elect may be committing incest with his daughter Ivanka and are shirking laws. It's pretty amazing stuff. Julia Ioff has been fired. And she was already apparently going to leave, but they accelerated her departure at Politico yesterday.
Well, she's supposedly going to the Atlantic.
Right.
Are they going to fire her?
I would wonder.
That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. It is now 7:28 on WMAL.
You're fired.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en reacharide.org.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit Inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to economist Steve Moore. It is 7:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The Metro Board is set to vote today on reducing late-night service on the subway system. Metro used to stay open till 3 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. Now, the Metro Board Committee has approved a plan to close at 1 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and the regular weekday closing time would be 11:30 if the full board goes along with it today. President-elect Donald Trump met with tech industry leaders at Trump Tower yesterday.
I won't tell you the hundreds of calls we've had asking to come to this meeting.
Donald Trump hosting some of the biggest names in the tech industry Wednesday, including Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg, and Apple CEO Tim Cook. On the campaign trail, Trump had harsh words for several of the companies represented at the meeting.
Boycott Apple.
But Wednesday, a remarkably different tone from Trump.
Anything we can do to help this go along, and we're going to be there for you.
The group discussed three main topics: China, immigration, and jobs. I'm Reed Binion.
Northern Virginia Congressman Don Byers calling on Congress to delay next week's Electoral College vote in light of the CIA's conclusion that Russia meddled in the election to help Donald Trump win. Meanwhile, Maryland's Ben Cardin is one of three Senate Democrats calling for creation of an independent, nonpartisan commission to comprehensively investigate the alleged Russian interference in the election. Forecasters warn we could get a messy wintry mix tomorrow night into Saturday. That's why area road crews are busy now. Charlie Gishler's with the Maryland State Highway Administration.
What we do before storms come, we do generally pre-treat with salt brine that we spray on the road to allow the dry, and that helps to avoid that initial bonding of snow or ice.
And in Virginia, VDOT's Ellen Kamalaka says,
we're prepared. We've been prepared pretty much. We start in the summertime. At this point, we're just waiting for the first real substantial snow.
Now that may not happen this weekend, forecasters say. The Federal Reserve says it has great confidence in the U.S. economy. That's why they're raising interest rates.
If you're a saver but are tired of not seeing that bank account grow, this is good news for you. An increase in the interest rate means more interest earned by your savings accounts. For those looking to purchase big-ticket items, this increase will make borrowing money a little more expensive and possibly a little bit harder. A rate hike by the Fed does not guarantee that mortgage rates will rise.
Correspondent Melissa Rainey checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,793. The Nasdaq at 54.37. Sports, the Wizards hand the Hornets their third straight loss. College basketball, Howard loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bill and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, everybody is stopped right now on 395. I'm looking at the traffic cameras because I saw traffic coming to a halt. Crews don't know what's happening here, but right now 395 northbound, just before the 14th Street Bridge, police and crews are out there stopping traffic. We may have an official movement going through that stretch, but I have nothing reported. If you are coming from, let's see, the George Washington Parkway, it looks like if you're coming from near Reagan National Airport, you are able to cross the 14th Street Bridge. But if you're coming, say, out of Shirlington or from the Pentagon, again, you are stopped. And if you're coming off a southbound George Washington Parkway, that exit ramp is stopped as well. I see crews, police standing there with stopped traffic and with the cars across the car across the roadway there. So I'll keep you posted. Again, this is 395 northbound, nobody moving at the 14th Street Bridge. It's obviously our big story right now. And now around the Beltway, Maryland, that has been so busy heading through New Carrollton, still with the crash activity on the outer loop at Goodluck Road. Watch for the delays before Central Avenue and the inner loop before 214 Central Avenue, again with the crash. And I'm just checking Twitter to see if DDOT is putting anything out about what might be happening in town and taking one last quick peek at the 14th Street Bridge. Again, still stopped northbound 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wherever temperatures are this morning, they'll be in the upper 20s by this afternoon. Partly cloudy, windy, and most of us covered up with wind advisory for gusty winds in excess of 30 miles an hour. 18 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Gainesville, 29 in Bethesda, and 29 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as we all shiver and try to stay warm. Michael Steele, he's a warm guy. He'll keep us warm. Michael Steele, former RNC chair, will join us. 8:35, it's Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still taking some time off. He'll be back next week. And joining us here in studio is Mary Walter, who you've heard fill in many times here on the station. Mary, again, good to have you here this morning.
It's great to be here in person.
Yeah, joining us on the line is Steve Moore, as an economist and a Trump economic advisor. Good morning to you, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Mary. Great to be with you guys. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. So yesterday the Fed raised rates for the first time in like forever. And a lot of people sort of were expecting it. It wasn't a big surprise. But what does this really mean long term for the health of the economy? And does it have any kind of calming effect or negative effect on the stock market, which has just been doing great lately?
Well, isn't this just like the Fed, you know, 2 weeks before Christmas to be raising interest rates, and they talk about the Grinch. But I actually think the effects on the stock market and on the economy in general will be really trivial from this rate increase. Here's the most important thing, guys. Big changes are coming with respect to our economic policy in this country, and they're not going to be controlled by the Fed. I'm talking about, you know, big tax changes, big changes in our energy policy, big changes in healthcare, and so on. I'm really predicting very rapid burst in growth right out of the gate. I think we can see 4% growth for 5 years if the president-elect Trump is able to do all of the things that he says he can do. And you're talking about potentially millions of new jobs as a result of that higher growth. So I'm very bullish right now, and there's about nothing the Fed can do that would dampen down that feeling of optimism that I have. And by the way, I would say, you know, look what's happened to the stock market. It's up 1,500 points since the election.
What's
happened to consumer confidence. By the way, I don't know if you saw the number a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
In November, we had the biggest increase in consumer confidence in 20 years.
So it really is amazing. Now, do you get to lay this at the feet of Donald Trump? Is it due to him? Because I think the Obama administration is saying, "Oh, look, we're leaving him in a wonderful position."
This is the new. So you're exactly right, Brian. This is exactly the new line by the Obama administration. You know, all this new, you know, optimism in the economy and the good feelings we have. You know, it's Obama leaving this great economy for Trump. I'm like, you liberals don't get it. The reason the market is booming right now and that the people and investors are feeling so much more confident is because Obama is leaving in 3 weeks.
Steve, this is Mary. You know, we saw the parade of everyone going into Trump Tower, and there was the parade of the techies that went into Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And these are people who were really anti-Trump. I never understood why they were so anti-Trump. It didn't make any sense to me because they're business guys. They've built their own business. They get it. Now we have word that Elon Musk and Travis Kalanick, the PepsiCo chairman, Indra Nui, who is the CEO of PepsiCo, Uber, Travis is with Uber.
Yep,
they're actually going to be joining Trump's council of small business people, a business council. And Bill Gates, after meeting with Donald Trump, came out of the meeting and said that Trump has the potential to be another JFK. What is going on in those meeting rooms? Is he drugging them? What is happening?
Mary, did you ever see the movie The Godfather? I know you did, Brian. Yeah. Have you seen The Godfather?
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Okay. So you know what I'm going to say, right? What's the famous Vito Corleone line? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah.
And I think there's no question that a lot of people who were never Trumpers and people who were so hostile to Trump are now cozying up to him. I think it's a smart move politically for Trump to get close to these people.
But what's he saying?
I've got some interesting news, though, for you guys.
Okay.
I think our buddy, listening, Brian?
I'm listening.
I think our buddy Larry Kudlow, who I know you have on the air once a week, I think he's going to be the next chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. How cool would that be?
Wow.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, we're bringing in really good people. I mean, my friend David Malpass may be the OMB director. I love the appointments that Trump is making. And you know, the governor of Texas is now going to be the head of the energy department. I mean, you're talking about people who want to come and make real change. And I know some of my friends are saying, oh, he's going soft on global warming because he has Elon Musk there. No, look at the people he's putting in these positions. You think the former Texas governor doesn't want to drill for oil? Come on.
Well, and this is the thing that I'm just shocked by. People are going, Rick Perry in charge of the energy department? Oh, my God. There's all this wailing and gnashing of teeth and all of this angst. And I'm going, hey, he won the election as saying he wanted to go in and change things in Washington. Why is everybody shocked?
And by the way, you know, here's something about Rick Perry. Did you know that from 2009 through 2013, the Texas economy created more jobs than the other 49 states combined?
That's right.
So I'd say Rick Perry knows a little something about job creation. I think he's a great pick, and I'm on balance very, very pleased with this economic team. And this is going to be 2017 is going to be a whirlwind of economic change. We're going to reverse Obamanomics and get ready for Trumponomics. It's going to be a big deal.
I just want to go back to your little tidbit of news. Larry Kudlow, as president of the chairman of Economic advisors. Is that an official announcement coming?
Let me just be clear, Brian, I'm just saying that's what I'm hearing. It's not official yet. That's the rumor that's buzzing right now. And can you imagine anybody better, though?
No,
I listen to him every week on your show. Larry's one of my best friends, and he knows economics better than anybody, and he can communicate that economic message better than anybody.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Thank you so much. Good to have you, Steve. Don't be a stranger.
See ya.
It is now 744 on WMAL.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Guys, look at the calendar. Have you looked at the calendar? Are you aware of what day it is? You know, do you realize that Christmas is around the corner and you don't have that gift for that special woman in your life? And, you know, she's not going to be happy if you get to Christmas morning and there's nothing under the tree. So I have the solution for you. This is going to be quick. This is going to be easy. She's going to love it. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram, because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie, which is good, and the coziness of footy pajamas.
Which is awesome because you don't need a separate set of socks.
You don't want cold feet. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time at all. Listen, pick up the phone right now. Do this. You're done. All right? You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That number again is 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And tell them your friend and radio buddy Brian Wilson sent you. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, just about 10 minutes ago, about 12 minutes ago, I watched all lanes be stopped here on 395 northbound. Nobody can use 395 right now to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Police car across the roadways to stop all the traffic, and if you're coming off of southbound George Washington Parkway, you are not able to get onto the 14th Street Bridge. So 14th Street Bridge, not accessible. Police activity right now, stopping all of the travel lanes. Now let's go down to the George Washington Parkway in the southbound before you get to 123. That's where you hit the stop and go down toward the Key Bridge. A very slow traffic, 270 southbound in the Clarksburg area. The crash south of 121 had been along the left side. And the Beltway each direction over near FedEx Stadium. Boy, we've had a tough morning. The outer loop crash north of 450 and then the inner loop side near Central Avenue for the incident. And a quick peek again here. VDOT trucks are just arriving to the 14th Street Bridge, and they're also stopping traffic. So again, northbound 395, nobody gets by. Don't use the shoulders either, because I see police cars on the shoulders coming through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flurries dancing around and certainly is going to feel more like winter as we head on through today. Gusty winds, a wind advisory covering most of us. Temperatures falling into the 20s if you're not there already. Clear sky tonight, 18 degrees. Tomorrow, 31, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently here in Northwest, 25 degrees, but the wind chill factor, it feels like, you ready? 16. It's cold. Bundle up, everybody. It is now 747 on WMAL.
I actually think it's 16 degrees in the studio today.
Well, I'll turn up the heat.
It's okay. Hey, you know, this morning, we're waking up to some big Clinton news this morning. In case you have not heard, it is being reported that the FBI agents in New York were given the green light to go ahead with their investigation into the Clinton Foundation.
Wow.
Which was big, because this is where the whole thing started with Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner, and because they seized his laptop in connection with that child's alleged child porn thing. Right. Sexting someone underage. And that's where they found emails allegedly from that weren't supposed to be on that laptop, that were supposedly State Department emails. So you're waking up to that news. We're also finding out that there have been some mistakes made in the Clinton campaign. They're starting to do their post-mortem.
Yeah.
And one of them, which I thought was very interesting, I mean, you're starting to see the hubris that was associated with the campaign and the bubble that Hillary was in. It was this echo chamber. And I wonder if it was one of these deals where you didn't want to poke the lion. You didn't want to poke the bear. Didn't want to poke a stick in the cage. So nobody wanted to come to her with bad news.
Well, there's a couple of things in that regard. One is this, what happened in Michigan, where she lost. right? And the people in Michigan on the ground kept trying to apparently send up a flare to the people at the headquarters in Brooklyn and say, we're in trouble here, and you're not going to win Michigan if you don't do something. And they said, no, it's all, we got to get, it's good, not worry about it. We're going to win by 5 points. And they even on election day, when they sort of violated what they'd been told to do, and they went out and started checking how the turnout was, and but they'd been told not to do that. They did it anyway. And then they called about 1 o'clock on election day and said, turnout in urban precincts is down 25%. I think we're going to lose. And again, they said, no, it's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Well, it turns out they did.
Yeah, there was just a bubble around her. And also, we're finding out that money was spent at the last minute, was approved for transfer from Clinton's campaign for use by the DNC to drum up voters, just what you were talking about in those urban areas. But they spent it in urban areas where there was no problem, like Chicago and New Orleans. So the money was spent foolishly. There wasn't a lot of thought.
You know what that was about? That was about, they felt like not only were they going to win, they wanted to run up the popular vote. That's what that was about.
Okay.
And they
but in the wrong places, but the places where it didn't matter.
As it turned out, they should have been paying attention to the people on the ground in Michigan who were saying there's a problem. Look, I've always found in every situation, don't ignore the people on the front lines. They know what's going on, and if you listen to, if you fail to listen to them, you do so at your own peril.
Yeah, but see, that was the problem.
Yeah, can I?
They know better than everybody
can
else.
Can I mention quickly this Huma Abedin story, which is just great. It's in Vanity Fair's got this thing talking about how Uma, the long knives are out for Huma Abedin, that she was not very good at letting people talk to Hillary, that the inner circle there was very, very closed off and wouldn't let people get to Hillary. And as a result, their people are very angry. As I say, the long knives are out. 7:50 on WMAL.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now 3 for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-219-0667. That's 1-800-219-0667. 1-800-219-0667. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Ugh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Time to check and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Tanya Hansen.
Good morning. Stock futures are pointing toward a higher open on the heels of the market's worst day in 2 months yesterday after the Fed raised interest rates a quarter percentage point and surprised investors by announcing it plans 3 more increases next year. Have you been doing your Christmas shopping yet? So far, retail sales are off. NPD Group reports sales fell 5% in the fifth week of the holiday shopping season. Total dollar sales are down 3% for the holiday shopping season so far. Athletic footwear is the only sector showing positive growth from a year ago. President-elect Donald Trump met with titans of tech in New York. The president-elect telling the leaders of companies, including Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon yesterday, that he wants to help them do well. We'll get the first read on home builder sentiment since the presidential election today, and the Labor Department will report on weekly jobless benefits. General Electric plans to sell its $3 billion industrial solutions business, which makes electrical equipment. It's part of a push to focus on its core businesses. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 100.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank goodness. Everything open at the 14th Street Bridge now, but we had a closure for about 20 minutes. All traffic was stopped northbound 395 at the 14th Street Bridge. And for those of you coming off of southbound George Washington Parkway, so with that, big delays. Obviously, the GW Parkway still trying to recover. 395 most of the way as you come north off of 95 and past Edsel Road. Inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, stop and go, and then you hit the normal backups before you get to the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Pretty tough trip there. Maryland Beltway, outer loop near 450 in the Carrollton area. It looks like the crash is cleared. Now about recovering with the delays in Georgia and Arcola Avenue for the crash. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cold air now getting ushered in. Gusty winds around. Wind advisories for a bunch of us. Becoming partly cloudy, windy, a few snow flurries. Temperatures falling into the upper 20s this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 25 degrees at 7:56.
Great American moments have happened on the mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Your doctor said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if, instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound, ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Call 844-334-3064 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E, surgery.com. S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E, surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound spine surgery at Sonospine.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
Coming up in just a moment, Michael Steele, former RNC chairman, and Jake Tapper from CNN. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL, 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station. We're Washington.